Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Idaho is now the first state to explicitly criminalize efforts to help minors leave the state for abortions. Overall, about half the states have restricted or banned access to abortion since the overturning of Roe v. Wade. In some cases, this affects medical residents who struggle to get training for abortion services, as well as some aspiring family medicine doctors. KUOW's Eilish O'Neill found some who are moving to Washington State to seek this training.
Tyler McShane is a medical resident in Idaho, training to become a family medicine doctor. He chose this program because of its emphasis on giving physicians the broad skills they need to work in rural hospitals and with underserved populations.
Getting like strong foundation in addiction care, hepatitis C and HIV, a big pull for me was having access to abortion training.
McShane says he wants to help patients who want an abortion face pregnancy complications or have an incomplete miscarriage. Either way, he says, it's the same simple outpatient procedure.
In an ideal world, you could fit that in just in your day-to-day clinic alongside routine visits for diabetes or hypertension or mental health.
Rachel Chisowski is in the same program as McShane. She says she wants abortion training because she sees herself practicing medicine in a rural area where there aren't many specialists around.
If I'm on my own somewhere that's, you know, a helicopter ride away from a bigger hospital and somebody comes in with a miscarriage and profusely bleeding and you need to act now, that's a skill that I need to have.
Now, Chisowski and McShane are in the same situation. Before the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade, they sometimes had the opportunity to spend a day learning how to do surgical abortions. It takes many days of training to get enough practice to feel confident and competent to manage any complications. But now, abortion's illegal in Idaho, and they can no longer get abortion training there. Chisowski is a year ahead of McShane. She'll finish her residency in July. Over the past 8 months, Chisowski has continued her training in Washington State. That's meant a lot of logistics.
It's going up the night before, so organizing flights, organizing lodging. There are some donation sources that have helped with funding some, but there is still some of the funding for flights, lodging, all of that is something that I have handled.
In Washington, clinics have to make sure residents coming from another state are properly licensed and insured, and they were already training as many residents as they could to do surgical abortions. Dr. Erin Berry is the Planned Parenthood Medical Director for most of Western Washington.
There's only so many spots to go around, but the requests from residents and advanced practice clinicians has only, you know, increased.
Berry says abortion bans across the country have thrown gasoline on an existing problem. Now that there are many states where no surgical abortions are happening at all, medical residents there who were counting on abortion training have to travel to states like Washington to learn. To make room for the influx, Western Washington Planned Parenthoods are prioritizing which local residents to train, instead of giving almost all family medicine residents a chance.
We're trying to really have the residency programs take a look at what is the resident's end goal for what they want to do. Do they want to be sports medicine? Do they want to do abortion care in their practice?
The end result, Berry says, is that nationwide, fewer medical residents are going to get abortion training. And programs that offer that training are going to become even more competitive. And Washington State isn't just attracting aspiring doctors. Physicians like Sarah Villarreal are relocating too. She moved here after Texas started restricting access to abortion and threatening to restrict access to gender-affirming care.
I wasn't really feeling like I could safely practice, and I felt like I was losing a lot of the joy that I had in my job previously.
She says one time, a pregnant patient was in the ER with a uterine infection, which could have been fatal.
If left untreated, it could get to that. That's the whole thing with these laws, right? Is like, how long am I supposed to wait? Am I waiting until she's needing a blood transfusion and septic to the point where she could have a seizure?
Villarreal knew that the patient needed an abortion, but she hesitated. Texas law enables private citizens to sue anyone who, quote, aids or abets an abortion.
Anyone can report you. And so it really is a scary situation where you're like, it's this whole thing of what we call CYA, cover your ass, right? Like, no one wants to practice medicine like that.
Villarreal says while she was trying to figure out what to do, the patient miscarried. But she didn't feel safe in Texas anymore. It's too early to have any data about how many providers have moved to a new state since the Supreme Court's ruling. But the American College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists says anecdotally, it is happening. Back in Idaho, resident Tyler McShane is about halfway through his program. He hasn't managed to get any abortion training since it became illegal there. He's not sure whether he would have chosen this program had he known it would be so difficult.
It's going to be hard to recruit trainees to the state of Idaho and states, other states that have these bans. And a lot of these states, like, they're depending on trainees to stay and become like the backbone of the physician workforce here.
McShane says the restrictions on healthcare in Idaho have made him rethink where he wants to practice after his residency's over.
I'm from Kentucky. I don't want to just like abandon people in states like Idaho and Kentucky who need healthcare just because politicians in power have made it illegal for me to practice here.
Idaho might end up with fewer physicians, but also patients everywhere will be less likely to have a doctor who knows how to perform an abortion or manage a miscarriage. For Here and Now, I'm Aileesha O'Neill in Seattle.